Hi, welcome to Power of the Middle Podcast. I'm your host, Merle Amos. After years of feeling stuck and letting fear and self-doubt call the shots, I've come to realize that true personal growth comes from embracing the journey and finding value in the middle moments. This podcast is your go-to for real talk. We dive deep into stories, share practical tools, and offer insights to help us break free from playing small and use our voice to live a life more intentionally. Get ready to explore the power of the middle between where you are and where you want to be. Together, we'll navigate the path towards confidence, success, and authenticity. So are you ready? Let's unlock your next level. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Power of the Middle. Today, let's talk about building self-trust, because I believe that self-trust, trusting yourself, is the foundation of the choices that you make, how you show up for yourself, how you speak, how you communicate your wants and needs, and how it can start from the most unexpected places, like the hair salon. Okay, I mean, picture this. You're in the hair salon, and the stylist is doing your hair not in the way that you would like to, whether it's she's not blowing the ends right, and you just sit there and you don't like it, but you don't say anything because, of course, we don't want to make her feel bad. But each time you do this, it gets harder to trust yourself because you're ignoring what you like, what you want, just to not make somebody else feel bad. Like for me, I love a strong middle part, so I would go get my hair done. And each time it was always off center and I would never speak up. So I would go home and it would just never be the same. And it takes so much mental energy of like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like the way it turned out. I don't like this. And you're trying to constantly fix it. And then it really is in those moments where you slowly begin doubting yourself. I mean, this can even happen at the nail salon. I was on a phone with a friend. And she was going on and on about how she does not like how her nails are turning out. And I would tell her, okay, so just say something. And she says, no, I'm embarrassed. How many times do we feel embarrassed to say we don't like something or we don't want something or can you change that? And really, it's all about in how we say something. So we could say, you know, thank you. Can you please change it into this way? Or can you do it this way? Or I like this better. And really, when we're doing this, notice if you're apologizing unnecessarily, because that also chips away at your self-trust. When you're like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Can you do it this way? Or I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to tell you this. So really, those apologies are useless apologies. They really make you feel like something is wrong with you or you're at fault for something, and it doesn't make you sound confident. So even in business, when are you apologizing to vendors? Are you apologizing in your emails? Like there's so many instances as women that we say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What are we really apologizing for? So really just begin to start noticing those little instances where you're also apologizing, because I would get the question all the time. How can I build trust in myself? And I would say it's not one thing. It's really not just one thing. It's all these little things that creates doubt in ourselves that we need to become aware of. And that's just a few examples. Another one would be, oh, this one. This used to be me. Where do you want to go out tonight? Where do you want to go eat? And my go-to answer was, whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever you want. And it's like, let's do whatever you want. Meanwhile, the whole time I knew exactly where I wanted to go, exactly what I wanted to do. And I would just give up that choice that I had to someone else to decide for me, choose for me. What if the other person doesn't want to go where I want to go? So that's another example of the whole do whatever you want that creates doubt. And then slowly over time, we lose the trust in ourselves. And the good news is that we can build it back, because it's like a muscle. It takes practice. It takes daily practice. And for me, I noticed that the more I began to trust myself, the more others trusted me, the more my trust in God grew, and choices just became easier to make because they were coming from what I wanted and what I needed and the feeling that I would get, that gut feeling. And when you make choices from there, you really detach from the outcome because you know that no matter what happens, you'll figure it out. And I promise you, you will figure it out. So let's get into a few simple ways that you can start building self-trust or strengthening the trust that you already have in yourself. One, create awareness. Really begin noticing when you are feeling embarrassed to say something or when you are saying, I'm sorry, unnecessarily. Just really begin to notice these moments where you aren't listening to what you really want. And each time that you notice that, just shift. Shift into either saying thank you or speaking up. Really in that shift, you will begin to slowly by slowly build it. Two, stick to the promises you make to yourself. It can be the smallest things like waking up 5 minutes early, taking a walk. Just really stick to the commitments that you make to yourself because that builds belief and it shows that you can rely on yourself. Three, check in with yourself. We're so used to being overwhelmed and just going throughout the day, and then we get to that end of the day and we're just seeking relief and looking for something. But if you can pause throughout your day when you're feeling a certain way and ask yourself, what do I need in this moment? Get in touch with how you're thinking, how you're feeling, and then allow yourself to take action from the answer. Four, trust your intuition. The more that you take those moments in your day to connect to yourself and ask yourself what you need, it will get easier to listen to your intuition. And ask yourself, what little idea, thought, conversation, decision have I been avoiding? That is such a powerful question because the answer will come up. And then really lean into that answer instead of overthinking it. So it's so tied into decision making because you can really find yourself when you're faced with a choice to make. You could really find yourself asking a lot of people for advice and calling this one and calling that one and Googling it and overthinking it. And each time you silence your inner knowing. So ask yourself, is it a hell yes or a hell no? And if it feels right, go for it. And if it's not, it's totally okay to just say no without needing to explain yourself and go into a whole conversation. It's just listen to that. Listen to it. I mean, okay, I'm just going to share something personal, but I have made the biggest decisions trusting my intuition, even when people would tell me, don't do it. Are you crazy? That's so crazy. Like, for example, moving to Miami, it was such a gut feeling. And I said, let me just take the first step and then the next step. And everything just lined up. And I was like, we're doing this. And we went there for 2 years and it was amazing. There was so much that I learned, that I grew, so many opportunities and blessings that I didn't even know that I needed. Things that only because I was there, I was able to take care of. And now that I look back, I'm like, wow. Now certain people will be like, well, you came, you know, you moved back to New Jersey. So, you know, that can seem like a failure. And I'm like, no, it was actually a blessing and it was just a chapter in my story. That's how important it is to really listen and trust your intuition. Five, celebrate your little wins, especially when you're in the middle, when you are in the process and you're working towards something. Celebrate yourself, just the little things. Each time, it really allows you to just build the momentum, and it becomes this ripple effect where now you begin noticing all the things that are going right versus all the things that are going wrong. Number six, this is if you are a mom, a parent, encourage them to make choices. Especially when they're younger, they have a hard time deciding. So really just give them two options and then tell them option A or B, decide. It really allows them to build their self-confidence. Okay, so we covered quite a bit today. And please let me know where you're at on this journey, what resonates, especially the awareness piece. How often are you saying I'm sorry without needing to apologize for anything? That is such a big one. And just message me, because this can really be a daily practice. It is a daily practice and an ongoing journey, and it is so worth it, because the more that you trust yourself, the more everything around you just becomes a little bit easier. So thank you for listening, and see you next time.